You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What is the film about?
So The Nephilim is about an evangelical Christian boy called Manu, who is urged by his father to go undercover to infiltrate a queer dance collective called the House of Revel, an attempt to rid the world's soil of darkness. And as this character, Manu, is brought into the fold by the collective's leader, Mother Revel, he soon realizes that he might possess a darkness of his own.
Interesting. Now, I have watched the campaign trailer on Boosted, and it is so awesome. It's so incredibly edited, and it's very, very, you know, I can't wait to see this film. With that trailer in mind, is this the sort of vibe people should expect from this film?
Yeah, I wanted to really turn the concept of, you know, that some people believing that queer people really are demonic and turning that on its head. And I really wanted to lean into the macabre, dark nature of it and, yeah, not shy away from it.
And how does the film engage with Te Ao Māori, especially if you're looking towards trans identities that are represented in this film?
For me, the idea kind of started 3 years ago, and it came from when I did a protest at Posey Parker's rally. And at first it was really beautiful because I feel like there were so many supporters there, and I remember like tears streaming down my face and just seeing the support, that feeling like validated to be transgender. And then it wasn't till we got further down the street when things took a little bit of a violent turn, and we came face to face with about like 1,000 members of Destiny's Church, and they were there to push us out. And yeah, I remember like in the chaos, someone's like stepped on my shoe, and I grabbed down to pick it up, and then I remember my hair being pulled and being hit, and this other lady, she was holding a pram, and I was holding the sign that read, "If you read this, you're gay," kind of like to be jovial and lighthearted, but it definitely wasn't for her. And I remember how angry she was that she had read that sign, and she ran up to me and spat on my face, and I was like, oh my God. So it was like pretty intense. But yeah, I feel like the, you know, some of these Christian ideologies have like had a negative effect on like, yeah, they are like colonized perceptions that have had effects on our takatāpuitanga and things that are Māori. But yeah, I think, well, firstly, it's a heavily Māori cast, and it's kind of an electric take on this. It's a fictional world, but yeah, it's I really love influences of like Māori mythology and stuff, so it's kind of weaving all that together.
I'm sorry to hear that about the Posey Parker protest. Have you grown as a trans person in terms of your identity, and how has that sort of been represented in this film as the director and writer?
I think I have, yeah, I think everyone's journey is so different, but I think just being involved in the queer community in Auckland has really helped me like realize how beautiful community is, and how we all have each other's back, and we kind of need that in a time like this when anti-queer rhetoric is so on the rise. It's a pretty scary thing to know that your livelihood is being questioned. And yes, I think in that way we've grown community through that.
You mentioned a lot of the people involved in this project are Māori, but a lot of 99% of the cast, at least according to your producer Greg, what he said, that 99% of the cast are trans themselves. How important is it to select this trans cast?
I think that it's important to represent the faces and voices that we see in real life, and that's why I want to reflect that through the film. And I think I'm really big on story sovereignty. And I think that the fact that, you know, the favorite projects that I've worked on have come from, you know, voices who I believe should be telling those stories. So I think that's really important for me. And we have an amazing team behind us, and I think everyone's going to bring their own you know, their own goal to this film and make it what it is. Yeah.
How can people support and contribute to this project in its funding campaign?
So the support has been so overwhelming. I'm like really heartwarmed by everyone who's donated. It really means a lot. But yeah, we're doing a booster campaign. We're currently, I think, at 73%, which is amazing. We still have two weeks left, 13 days. And we have a crowdfunding campaign with Boosted. So yeah, so just to donate there would mean the absolute world to us, because we really believe that this is like a story that's really worth telling. And it's a new take on a really interesting idea. And I think that people would be, you know, keen to see it.
And the Boosted campaign currently has around 13,000 of its 18,000 goal raised. What will the money be used for specifically?
So the money will be used to pay for things like catering and also location hire, like getting cameras and tech gear and stuff, as well as costume, paying the actors, and just paying everyone for their time, because I think they really deserve it, yeah.
And you have briefly touched on this throughout our chat, but what message are you hoping to send with the Nephilim?
I think the message that I want to send out to the Nephilim is that I think people are really afraid of the darkness because they don't know what lays beyond it. But once you actually look there and you shed light on it, then you're not so afraid of it anymore. And like, I wanted to use the concept of demons to do that, even though I know it's probably going to kick up some dust and people might, you know, not like the idea, but I thought it was an interesting road to go down. I think this is just a project that in a way is our chance to fight back against these harmful ideologies. And we believe it's a timely story and that viewers are ready to see it. And we aim to represent it with power and compassion.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.